We have more chances for you to win tickets to Disneyland coming up in the next hour on the world famous K-Rock. It's world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. What's up, party people? It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. More tickets for you to go to Disneyland this summer. Also this weekend, starting at 7 o'clock tonight, and all weekend long, you can text to win tickets to this new festival, the Ocean Way Festival at the beach in Santa Monica, September 26th. So we're going to give those tickets away all weekend long. We're going to talk about the corpse flower. A couple got engaged right there at the corpse flower, which smells like rotting flesh. So, yeah, of course they did. People are dumb on the way. What's up with Florida? An unruly Florida woman was accused of huffing in a rideshare and was arrested in a police station employee parking lot because the Uber driver just drove them there. Had enough. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for you for Joyce Manor at the In-N-Out Sound Space here at K-Rock on July 27th. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Man, this is f***ing weak.
Kind of an odd place to get engaged, but a memorable one.
Everybody's looking for an odd place, but a memorable one. And this couple found one with the corpse flower. Details coming up on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon, 20 minutes away from more tickets to Disneyland. Don't forget, all this weekend, you can text in to win tickets for the new Ocean Way Festival. It's a music festival on the beach at Santa Monica, September 26th. We're going to be giving those away all weekend long. When somebody proposes, it's a tough thing to do because for women or girls, all the other women or girls, the first thing they ask is, how did he do it? How did he propose? How did he do it? So there's a lot of undue pressure there to really kind of step up and do something memorable. But this seems to be a little crazy.
Kind of an odd place to get engaged, but a memorable one.
So you want it to be memorable, but how do you pick a place that's memorable?
This couple going viral for getting engaged at the corpse flower.
Yeah, this is a flower. When it blooms, it releases a powerful odor of rotting flesh to attract carrion feeding insects like flies and beetles. And it only blooms like once every 3 years. And it literally smells like rotting flesh. This particular one is at Huntington Botanical Gardens.
At the Huntington Botanical Gardens in Pasadena, the flower bloomed just 3 days ago. That only happens for 24 hours every 2 to 3 years, and it boasts a powerful stench, earning its name. No doubt this goth couple will have a smelly story.
First of all, go to hell. Second of all, they had skeleton costumes and makeup like they were skeletons, and they got engaged in front of the flower, the corpse flower. See? It's all got a theme, but I got to be honest, I feel like this couple, that's their thing. So everybody in their lives knows that this couple, this goth couple, like to dress up like a skeleton. They've all heard all the stories, and they don't want to hear about this proposal at all. I do hope I run into them, though, and I can't wait to hear them tell that story. That's going to be sweet.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Don't go right this second, but after this song, after this Bush song, I have a 4 1-day, one-park ticket to the Disneyland Resort for you from K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Candy.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Candy.
Oh, man, your phone is terrible. Tell me your name, please.
Sandy.
Can't understand a word you're saying. Spell it. Can you?
D-Y.
Okay, D-Y. Congratulations.
Yes, Sandy.
You're caller 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
The conference room, second screen.
Oh, gotcha. You're at work.
Yes.
No wonder the mumbling. I get it now. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Unruly Florida woman accused of huffing in a rideshare, arrested in police station employee parking lot. This is a crazy story. A rideshare driver took matters into his own hands when a passenger allegedly refused to stop inhaling nitrous oxide, and he decided to drive right to a Florida police station. The passenger actively inhaled nitrous oxide from a large canister and refused to leave the vehicle. Driver steered him to the police station and parked right in one of their spaces. Officers approached the vehicle and investigated. They said they found Pamela Molina, 37, actively inhaling gas and wouldn't stop. Even when they were standing right there with the door open, she wouldn't stop. So one of the TV stations in Florida did a report on how people can get this nitrous oxide, and they changed the voice. They used a voice changer, which I couldn't love more, when they were talking to one of the suppliers of the nitrous oxide.
Have you seen a recent rise in clients this summer?
No, actually, clients have been a little bit slower. Because there's, there's all this competition coming up, so it's been a little bit on the slow side.
May I introduce you to 37-year-old Pamela Molina in Florida?
How many people do you think come in a day?
On a good day during the week would be anywhere from 50 to 60 customers.
All right, 50 to 60 customers on a good day during the week.
And then on the weekends, anywhere from, I would say, 70 to 120.
70 to 120 people per day in the summer.
Obviously, being 70, it'll be a slow weekend.
Right. The low number between 70 and 120, 70 is the low number, so that would make it a slow weekend. I feel like we get that. Is it possible you're dipping into your own supply?
Stop doing what you're doing.
We have the 420 catch of the day today. It's our new music feature. It's kind of a strange song, and I love doing that. Coming up about an hour from now on K-Rock. The guys from Slightly Stupid, Kyle and Miles, stopped by yesterday. They were starting their tour. They were in their tour bus already. And stop by to come in and help us debut that world premiere, that song, as the 420 catch of the day. And I love it. It's the world famous K-Rock. There's a new music festival called Ocean Wave Festival. It's at the beach in Santa Monica on September 26th. And the Killers are going to be there. Jack White is going to be there. And Sublime is going to be there. So this sounds like a fantastic show to be at. It's September 26th. And starting at 7 o'clock tonight and all weekend long, we've got your tickets for that music festival. So keep listening for your chance to text in with that. Let's talk about the cyclosporiasis outbreak, shall we?
ABC News has learned that an ingredient used by a popular restaurant chain is the source of that parasitic illness. Here's ABC's Hannah Batah.
My ears automatically perk up when they talk about fast food restaurants, because those are my people.
This morning, a source familiar with the investigation says the outbreak of cyclosporiasis, the severe stomach bug spreading across the country, has now been linked to shredded iceberg lettuce served at Taco Bell locations.
No!
In these five states, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and West Virginia.
Oh, okay, cool.
A source telling ABC News the FDA has identified a single supplier of the lettuce from Mexico. Taco Bell now voluntarily removing the lettuce, saying the affected ingredient from our supplier is being indefinitely removed from our supply chain nationwide and will be replaced within 24 hours in select states.
That is a hell of a day for Taco Bell.
The CDC has reported nearly 7,000 cases across 34 states, including nearly 100 hospitalizations.
One of the states that they show in this report is California.
The bulk of the cases have been in Michigan.
Every day, it's an additional 500 to 600 cases per day. And so we're waiting to see if this is the end and whether we have, some light at the end of the tunnel.
I get it. Light at the end of the tunnel means no more explosive diarrhea.
Cyclosporiasis causes fatigue, fever, upset stomach, and weight loss. Some people have been sickened for up to 3 weeks.
That's unimaginable to be sick that long. I would just put my pillow and my covers down right in front of the toilet and just make that my home. It's not a great home, don't get me wrong.
I don't think I've ever experienced stomach cramps like that before. It was definitely a very unique feeling. I knew it wasn't just a normal stomach bug.
Listen, this has been true for a long time. You know that you're rolling the dice when you go to Taco Bell. And yet, I need a Crunchwrap Supreme right this second. I'll get back to you with the results.
Stop doing what you're doing.
All weekend long, we have your chance to win tickets to the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach at Santa Monica, September 26th. Sublime, The Killers, Jack White, and more. all weekend long here on K-Rock. Megan Holliday is here at K-Rock, and we have three things at four coming up next.
I'm going to tell you about two Florida principals who were arrested for DUI on the same night driving the same car.
School principals.
School principals. Fantastic. Which sounds like it can't make sense, but it will. Coming up.
Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, there is a literal fight club situation that has been going on in a neighborhood in Nashville.
Fantastic.
Here's the story.
They say the first rule of fight club is don't talk about fight club. And in this Hermitage neighborhood, if there was a fight club here, it is no more.
Phrases like fight him, kill him. And it's terrible.
According to Councilman Jordan Huffman, the fight club has been operating behind this house for close to a year.
It's an unsanctioned fight where people being charged at the door, prize money being on the line. There's been accounts of individuals getting hurt, some underage.
Huffman supplies News 2 with photographs, and he tells me this is the cage the combatants fight in.
You've got a quiet neighborhood here in Hermitage that once a month historically has become the site of a literal fight club, things that you hear about on TV and movies.
So Metro Codes and the Metro Councilmen representing this district are certainly aware of the issue, and they plan to stay on top of it.
That guy is running the fight club.
He's definitely involved.
You know
he's definitely getting paid off. Number two, there are two Florida principals who were arrested for DUI on the same night driving the same car.
They can't both be.
Yeah. Well, here's the story.
These women who were pulled over for a suspected DUI, get ready for this, are school principals. Principals Christina Alcalde and Jennifer Jimenez are known for their high-energy motivational videos at Pinecrest Academy in Claremont, Florida. Now, they're in hot water after cops say both were driving drunk. Jennifer Jimenez was driving, and that's Christina Alcalde in the passenger seat. Body cam shows Jimenez refusing a field sobriety test. Jimenez was arrested for driving under the influence. Then comes this bizarre turn. Cops say that after her friend's arrest, the Jeep was moved to a nearby parking lot and Christina Alcalde was sent home in a rideshare. But then they say she went to the parking lot to retrieve the car to then drive to jail to bail her fellow principal out of jail.
Wow.
The same cop pulls her over 2.5 hours later.
Both principals have pleaded not guilty to DUI charges, each released on $2,000 bond. The academy where they work tells us they have taken appropriate administration action without specifying exactly what that is.
Wow.
How insane is that? And in the body cam footage, they are both hammered, so drunk. And I can't believe the same cop pulled over the other one, too. All right. And the number three, it's Friday, so we like to talk about movies that are coming out this weekend. And the big movie release has got to be The Odyssey, Christopher Nolan's epic adaptation of Homer's classic, starring Matt Damon, Tom Holland, Anne Hathaway, Charlize Theron, and many, many more. And also tomorrow night, Synespia is screening Rosemary's Baby at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Oh, nice.
Which makes it double scary, and I will not be going to that, but a lot of people like that kind of thing. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a new song with Empire of the Sun. They have never collaborated with anyone else before, but this time they collaborated with a Venezuelan artist named Danny Ocean. It's on the official FIFA World Cup 2026 album. It's called Llego, which means arrived. It's Empire of the Sun. The World Cup this weekend, 2 o'clock on Saturday. Tomorrow is the third place match, France-England. And then Sunday at noon is the final, Spain-Argentina. And there is a halftime show there, Madonna and Shakira and BTS. But this is the new song. It's Llego. It's Empire of the Sun featuring Danny Ocean. And it's the 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. That is the 420 catch of the day. It's Llego with Empire of the Sun and Danny Ocean from those Ocean's 11 movies. If you want to see Empire of the Sun, they are going to be playing at the Hollywood Bowl October 8th. And that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We are going to give you the topic in a minute, but we always take your calls this time of day. And for the best call, we have a prize.
Your tickets to see Joyce Manor in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on the 27th.
There's a pretty cool festival that's happening this year, the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach at Santa Monica, September 26th.
and Sublime and Jack White and The Killers.
This is so dope.
It does sound pretty great. So all weekend long, start listening at 7 o'clock tonight, and then all weekend long you will get tickets for this music festival.
Woo-woo.
All right. Megan brought in a story about two school principals that both got arrested for DUI on the same night. In the same car.
These women who were pulled over for a suspected DUI, get ready for this, are school principals at Pinecrest Academy in Claremont, Florida. Now they're in hot water after cops say both were driving drunk. Jennifer Jimenez was driving, and that's Christina Alcalde in the passenger seat.
All right, so she's a passenger at this point.
Right.
And so they don't get a ticket for DUI,
nope.
Even if they're drunk.
Jimenez was arrested for driving under the influence. Then comes this bizarre turn. Cops say that after her friend's arrest, the Jeep was moved to a nearby parking lot and Christina Alcalde was sent home in a rideshare.
So the passenger was sent home in a rideshare to make sure that she got home okay.
Yep. Didn't get in trouble yet.
And then...
But then they say she went to the parking lot to retrieve the car, to then drive to jail to bail her fellow principal out of jail. The same cop pulls her over 2.5 hours later.
How crazy. She's still drunk. She goes back and drives the car again.
That cop must have been so pissed.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Or almost laughing because it's so ridiculous.
Like, you have to be such an idiot
yes.
to do that, 100%.
And they're school principals. I mean, in Florida.
Yeah.
But exactly. They are school principals, for God's sakes. All right, so what we want to talk about is you got in trouble for being drunk or high at work.
Yes.
You got in trouble for being drunk or high at work.
Or even at, like, a work function.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Wherever you got in trouble with work and, like, employees or
totally.
Bosses or whatever.
Yes.
You got in trouble for being drunk or high at work. I assume you have been.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got in trouble quite a bit for drinking. When we did, when I was working in San Francisco and we had our Christmas show, there is a picture of me passed out backstage.
Nice.
Yeah. And I remember beforehand, my boss was kind of like, hey, you want to cool it a little bit on the drinking, you know? And I was like, whatever. I'm fine. I'm good. And then there is a photo of me passed out backstage at the show.
I did a breakfast with Paramore. Hi. Barely remember. It went back to listen to it. Couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Wow.
Because I just slur normally, so everybody thought it was normal. All right, you got in trouble for being drunk or high at work. 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
And for the best one, we got your tickets to see Joyce Manor in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on the 27th.
That is a week from Monday. You got in trouble for being drunk or high at work. 800-520-1067. You got in trouble for getting high or drunk at work. It's K-Rock.
657 said, I worked at a Burger King the closing shift. I was so high on sugar booger that I got really hot, filled up the sink, got in it to cool down. And the manager saw the video the next morning, and I got fired. Yep, that'll do it.
You got in trouble for being drunk or high at work.
310 says, my dad owned a company, and one year he was giving away two Ford Rangers. This woman had been with the company a few months. She won one of the Rangers. Her and her drunk husband began to have a fit because it wasn't fully loaded.
What?
The husband started trying to fight my dad. The whole shebang, and the lady did not work there after that night. It was an interesting one. Oh, my God.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday, taking your phone calls on getting... You got in trouble for being drunk or high at work.
And for the best caller text, we get your tickets to see Joyce Manor in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on the 27th.
All right. The number is 800-520-1067. You got in trouble for being drunk or high at work?
I work for my dad at a small company. I thought he was going to come to work on Thanksgiving. And I got drunk and stoned and went to go deliver. And he's there. And he's driving me around to go deliver because he can't carry the box.
So your dad caught you drunk and stoned and you guys deliver stuff for your business. And he says you can't drive because you're drunk.
Did you drink something? I was like, yeah. Are you stoned? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, okay, you're not driving.
Well, that's probably a solid move. K-Rock, hello.
I have a story about being drunk at work.
Okay, let's hear it.
A couple years ago, I started a new job, and sorry, I'm driving right now, so I'm nervous.
No, you're good.
No worries. You're not drunk, yeah. Right?
No.
Okay.
No. My company throws an annual event every year where they invite all of our employees down, throw like a dinner, awards, that kind of thing.
Right.
They had one in wine country in Temecula. And we were leaving that party, and my wife got hammered. I had drank a little bit, but was fine. We had to get back to my dad's, who lived nearby, because our dog was at home. We did have to go, but she wanted to keep partying, and we left to go home, and she was pissed, and I was pissed. We were fighting, so we turn around. I'm going to go drop her back off at the party and just let her deal with it. On the way back, I miss the entrance because I have been drinking a little bit. I miss the entrance of the small winery, overshoot it, turn way too late, and I hit a car coming out of the other entrance.
Oh no!
And the car that I hit is the parents of the owners of the company that I just started working for.
Oh, God, dude. No.
Were you fired immediately?
No, but I am the reason why going forward after all these parties, we do have to have people sign a waiver saying that they can't hold people liable for things that happen at these types of events.
Is your name in the title of that document?
Yeah, like, did they name it after
they
you?
They should.
Right?
No, but that would be great.
K-Rock, hello.
Is this KROQ calling about the impairment thing?
Yes, it is. Are you drunk right now?
I'm calling from Canada to call about an experience I was just listening to. Yeah, I'm actually on an iPhone in Canada.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So what's going on?
Well, actually, when you called about, like, being warned about being stoned or drunk at work, I actually had an experience.
Let's hear it.
I was, like, unhappy with a job one time.
Okay, you were unhappy with the job. Go on.
And I was quitting the job, and I got stoned at work, and I told them, too, I'm done with this place. And ever since, I've never smoked weed or...
You never smoked weed or...
touched anything at work.
So you were upset at work?
I wasn't unhappy with the place.
Are you sure you're not high right now?
Well, not totally there, Megan.
Yeah, not totally, Megan.
He knows my name.
Wow.
He knows my name.
Wow.
All right.
That was like wrestling.
Woo.
Trying to get that story. All right. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for you. If you'd like to tell us a story or text us a story, you got in trouble for being drunk or high at work.
And for the best call,
sorry, you got in trouble for being drunk or high at work.
909 texted and said, during the pandemic, I was working for my dad's plumbing company, and one day I took too many edibles before heading to a job site. While being high, I thought it would be a good idea to take my dog to work with me. I was so greened out, I threw up outside of a customer's house, and when they asked me about it, I told them it was my dog that threw up. A couple days later, that customer hit up my dad with Ring camera footage of me throwing up in their front yard.
Fantastic.
While my dog was in the work truck.
We are taking your phone calls and texts about you got in trouble for being drunk or high at work.
Okay, this is my favorite text. It's from the 626. It says, worked at a Swedish furniture store. I think we all know what that one is.
Sure.
And a guy showed up completely messed up on coke on Halloween, hopped on a forklift while dressed as Fred Flintstone, and rode around the warehouse full of customers screaming yabba dabba doo at the top of his lungs. Yeah, that was his final shift ever. Oh, my God.
That's the way to go out, a legend.
I would pay money to see that.
All right, K-Rock, hello. You got in trouble for being high or drunk at work.
Yes, and it was at my first, like, what I say, call break girl job. Basically, it was, like, when the pens first started coming out, and I was like, oh, okay, I was an avid user, and...
Yeah, so you switched to the weed pens.
So I was like, oh, okay, it won't be that bad, so... On my break, I did a couple hits, not thinking that anything would happen. When I got back to my desk and answering my calls, whenever I was getting calls, we had to give out sizes, and I kept saying medium.
Oh, my.
And you heard yourself saying medium.
Yeah, medium, and I couldn't stop saying medium. So then I started giggling. My boss decided to do, like, their, like, rounds. And I kept saying medium and giggling. And so they sent me home the next day I came in. I did have to go ahead and sit down with HR.
Sure.
And they said that whatever you are doing during your breaks it cannot affect the way that you are working. I didn't get fired, but I did get a write-up.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Schmedium.
Schmedium gave it away.
Yes, Schmedium gave it away.
I love it.
What a small thing to give it away, right?
Oh, my God.
Insignificant thing.
I could just imagine her sitting at her desk, Schmedium, and giggling.
Yes, agreed. I think she's our winner. What do you think?
I think so, too. Yeah. I kind of love her. She ticks all the boxes for this. Her name is Adriana.
Adriana, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Yes, I no longer will face
media. So you're going to come out and see Joyce Manor in the In-N-Out Burger sound space here at K-Rock on the 27th.
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm so
excited. Excellent. Woo! We will see you
right,
there.
See you soon. 106.7 K-Rock. It is K-R-O-Q. And you do have the final chance coming up at 6 o'clock to win up your four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland to be Color 20 next on K-Rock.